thing. To grow a team, Frank, we all need to be majorly recruiting. And for all the presenters that are on the line tonight, I have a suggestion to make, because the recruiting mindset, it's a mindset, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is a mindset. There's a selling a membership mindset, and then there's a recruiting a new associate mindset. And they can be blended together, but sometimes the recruiting one gets overshadowed, I think, by the selling one. Sometimes.
Okay.
So when we're doing the presentation and we're giving examples of Fast Start qualifying, here's a suggestion for all the presenters, and all of you are presenters because you, probably almost all of you at one time or another, are sitting down with a flip book, or if you're not in front of a crowd. You know, when we start explaining that, let's give the example and say, because it's true, the quickest way to Fast Start qualify is to recruit two people who, of course, get a membership. It actually puts you ahead one extra point for the next month. So it also puts you in the position to almost immediately get that second column of income, that override income. So here it is. The quickest way to Fast Start qualify is to recruit two people. And by that, you get 6 points. You only needed five, so you've got an extra one for next month. And you put yourself almost immediately in a position to start receiving the override income. Those are two powerful reasons to explain it that way. And, of course, it can get, you know, any combination of ways, but let's lead with what we want people to do.
Yeah, and once you teach them how to do the exposures, and if they're just doing the minimum of two a day,
okay,
if they did two a day, that's 730 people a year that they would touch.
Wow.
And I'm just telling you, if you do 730 exposures a year and follow up,
oh my gosh,
there's no way you're not
you're
going
to explode. That's
so,
right.
You know, and you can just show them that and let them know that. And the first thing you want to do is get them a paycheck so they believe this thing works. And so we're going to go over some of that, right?
Yes, and Bill Sullivan has been talking to us about this incredible training that he's been dissecting and organizing and putting together for his team and now for the entire Performance Family team. And it's all about how to give out a CD, how to approach people, and much, much more. So we're going to turn it over to one of the best trainers on the planet and one of the best presenters on the planet, Mr. Bill Sullivan.
Thank you very much. I got to tell you that this training comes from a professional named Eric Worre, and I actually emailed you a minute ago the 3-CD set called Becoming a Network Marketing Pro. Eric Worre's story is the same as a lot of us. He was young, he was broke, he was behind on his payments, and he became a network marketer. And he made a lot of the same mistakes that we did. And then one day he said, I wonder what it is about the professionals that sets them apart, why they have so much success, while the rest of us stumble around. And so he set out on a journey to discover what that was. And this 3-CD set, Becoming a Network Marketing Pro, is absolutely phenomenal for all of us. I know I have a couple of associates on the line here tonight. Jeff Bolter is down in North Georgia. He called me today, and he said, I cannot believe how good this is. So I would encourage you to get those 3 CDs and listen to it. When I listened to the first part of CD number 2, it talked about how to use a tool, the best way, and it was interesting that we had just gotten these CDs, the Get Paid Daily CDs, and it was like he was telling you, this is how to use those CDs, how to use them effectively. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes and go through the formula that he gives. Then I'm going to give a couple of examples, but this is absolutely great. When I listened to this CD, it was so good that I went back and on my computer, I would play a sentence and write it down, play a sentence and write it down so that I transcribed it so that I could give it to my team, number one, and so that I could learn it better myself. So, Teresa, I just emailed you the transcript of this that I'm going over tonight. You could put that up on the Performance Family website so that people can have access to the word-by-word transcript of what this is about. But the invitation formula, so we've got a CD in our hand, and we want to make sure that we do the best with it, that Get Paid Daily CD. We want to do it the best way. So he says there's an 8-step process. I'm going to go through, I'm going to tell you what they are, and then we're going to go through them in a little bit of detail. The 8 steps are, number 1, be in a hurry. Number 2, compliment the prospect. Number 3, make the invitation. Number 4, if I, would you? Number 5 is confirmation number 1, get the time commitment. Number 6 is confirmation number 2, confirm the time commitment. Number 7 is confirmation number 3, schedule the next call. And number 8 is get off the phone or get away from the prospect. You're busy, you got other things to do. So the reason for being in a hurry, he says, this is a psychological issue. People are always more attracted to people who have got a lot of things going on. They're in a hurry. So if you start a face-to-face conversation or a telephone conversation giving the impression that you're in a hurry, generally the talk will be a lot shorter, there'll be a lot fewer questions, and you'll find that your invitations have less resistance, and people will be more respectful from your time about your time. So we need to, first of all, act like we're in a hurry. So if we were dealing with some warm market prospects, we might say something like, I don't have a lot of time to talk, but it's really important that I reach you. Or we might say, I've got a million things going on, but I'm glad I caught up with you. For cold market prospects that we don't know, we might say, now's not the time, but, you know, I've really got to run, but. So we set the tone with some urgency. So step 2 is compliment the prospect, and this is the vital step in there. A sincere compliment, and it must be sincere, it has to be sincere, will open the door to real communication, and the prospect will be a lot more agreeable about hearing what you've got to say. So number 1, we're going to be in a hurry. Number 2, we're always going to compliment the prospect. So if it's a warm market prospect, somebody we know, you might say something like, you know, you've been really supportive of me, and I really appreciate that. You know, I've known you a long time, and I've always thought you were the best at what you do. So it's got to be sincere, but find something that you can compliment the person on. If it's a cold market prospect, you might say something like this. You've provided the best service I've received. You know, you seem really sharp. Could I ask what you do for a living? If it's a waitress at a restaurant or something, you might say, you've made this a very fantastic experience for me. The key is the compliment must be sincere. So when you act with urgency and you compliment somebody sincerely, it's very hard for that person to react negatively because most people don't hear compliments very often. So if we practice compliments, we will find that our prospects are a lot more receptive. If you watch the pros, you'll find that they are constantly putting people in a good mood by offering honest and sincere compliments. And I was reading this, I was thinking about some of the times I've traveled around with Frank Acoin. He is a master at making people feel really good. He finds sincere ways to compliment people, not some shallow flattery, but something really sincere, and people are attracted to that. So once we have let them know that we're in a hurry, we've given them a compliment, the next thing is we make the invitation. Now, this is the step where one size doesn't fit all. We're going to talk about 3 different approaches. Number 1 is the direct approach. This is useful when we're asking the prospect to learn something about the opportunity. And quite often, here's how the direct approach sounds when we're rookies and later on. Hey, I found a way for you to get rich. Let me tell you all about it, blah, 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 blah. So that direct approach doesn't really work so well. So here are some examples of direct approaches that might work a little better. You know, when you told me that you hated your job, when you needed more money, when you wanted to buy a house, any of those kind of things, were you serious or were you just kidding around? If the person says, I was serious, great, I think I found a way maybe for you to get it. So for cold market prospects, you might say, have you ever thought about diversifying your income? Are you keeping your career options open? Do you plan to do what you're doing right now for the rest of your life? And you know what the answer to most of those questions are going to be, so we'd follow that up with, I've got something that might interest you, but now is not the time to get into it. Okay, so number three, we've talked about the direct approach. We're going to talk about the indirect approach. This is a powerful tool, especially when we're a beginner, when we're talking to friends and family that know us, and they know we've not been doing this very long. So what we would do in the indirect approach is ask the prospect for some help or some guidance. And we might say something like this, I've just started a new business, and I'm really nervous. And before I go out and try to talk to people, I need to practice on somebody friendly. Would you mind if I practiced on you? You know, I found an opportunity. I'm really excited about it. But you know what? You have so much experience that I don't have. Would you mind looking at this if I made it easy for you? And just let me know if you think I'm making the right move. So that's an indirect approach, and it is very powerful. And then third is a super indirect approach, and this is a super, super powerful one that I've used a good bit myself. So you tell the prospect that he's not a prospect, and you just want to know if he might know someone else. So if it's a warm market person, you might say, you know, I know this business clearly is not for you, but I just wanted to ask, who do you know that's ambitious and sharp and might be motivated about adding some more income in their lives? Who do you know that might be looking for a strong business they can run from their home? Who do you know that's hit the wall with their business and might be looking for a way to increase their income? So generally, when you say that, the person's going to sort of pause, and he may be curious. And you're going to say, look, I understand. Before you want to give me any of your contact information, you want to know more about it probably to know what you would be getting them into. So step four is, and this is the key, if I give you this CD, would you listen to it? If I give you this CD, will you put it in your car and listen to it? So if I would you, this is a powerful question. One of the reasons is because it's reciprocal. If I do something, you're asking them to do something. And as human beings, we're sort of hardwired to respond positively in these situations. Secondly, it puts us in a place of power. We're not begging and we're not asking for questions. We're not saying, I really, 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 really want you to listen to this CD. You're saying, if I give this to you, would you listen to it? And so when the person says, yeah, they'll listen to it, then we're finished, right? Wrong. Because when they say they'll listen to it, what they're saying is, when I get around to it. So the next step, number five, is, when they say yes, they'll listen to it, is confirmation number one. Get a time commitment. So you've asked, if I give you this CD, would you listen to it? And the person says yes. You would say something like, when do you think you'll have time to listen to the CD for sure? Don't suggest a time for them. And this is a mistake many of us might make early on. Just ask the question and wait for the answer. When you ask them when they'll have a chance to listen to it for sure, now they've got to think about their schedule and find a place to plug it in. And they've got to tell you that. And so in other words, it makes it real. Yes, I'm really going to listen to it, and it's not someday. I'm going to have to listen to it when I tell you. So when you say, when you ask for a time commitment, 90% of the time they'll give you one. The other 10%, they'll be vague. They might say something like, I'll try to do it sometime. If they say something like that, Just say, I don't want to waste your time or my time. And you block out some time when you will have listened to it for sure. It's only 15 minutes long. When they say, yes, I will listen to it and tell you when they will have listened to it by, now they've committed twice to you. Number one, they said, yes, I'll listen to it. The second time, they've said, I will listen to it by, you know, Tuesday afternoon or Thursday morning or whatever it is. So step six is confirmation number two, confirm the time commitment. If they say, I'll listen to the CD on Tuesday night, you could say something like, so if I talked to you Wednesday morning, you would have listened to it, right? If they say, I'll listen to it by July the 1st, your response might be something like, so if I talk to you on July the 2nd, you'll have listened to it for sure, right? And they'll automatically, most of the time, say yes. So now they've committed three times. Yes, I'll listen to it. Then they've put it in their schedule. And now they're saying, if you talk to me after that, I will have listened to it for sure. So now your chances of them listening to it have gone from about 5% to about 80%. But we're almost finished, but not quite. And so this is where the professionals make a difference. The professionals schedule the next call. This is a simple step. Just say, hey, what's the best number for me to reach and when is it convenient for me to call? So they normally will give you a time, and now you've got a real appointment. You just got to make sure that you follow up on that call because they've said yes four times. This entire invitation took just a couple of minutes, and your chances of them listening to that CD have gone from 5% to about 80%. And step eight is get off the phone or get away. You're finished. And at that point, the longer you keep talking, the more you're liable to talk them out of it. Or they'll start asking you questions so they can make up their mind based on your answers rather than on listening to the tool. And I'm hoping that everybody who's listening to me has listened to this Get Paid Daily CD because it is absolutely great. So now I'm going to go through just a couple of examples of how this works so that you can sort of see the flow of it. So the first one is a person that you know that hates their job. They've said something about they hate their job. So we're going to take the direct approach. Hey, I don't have a lot of time right now, but it's important I talk to you. You're a financially independent person, and I've always respected that about you. When you said you were sick of your job, were you serious or were you just kidding around? The prospect says he's serious. Great. I think I found a way for you to create an exit strategy. I've got a CD that describes what I'm talking about much better than I can. If I give you the CD, would you listen to it? The prospect says yes. When do you think you can listen to it for sure? They might say it's on Tuesday. So if we talk again Wednesday morning, you'll have reviewed it for sure, right? Prospect says right. All right, what's the best number for me to call and when's the most convenient time for me to call? When they give you the information, got it. We'll talk then. Got to go. So the next, I'm going to walk through a different one. You're talking to a friend, and this is an indirect approach. Hey, I've got to get out of the door here in a minute, but I needed to talk to you. And the person says, yeah, what's up? You know, you've always been really supportive of me, and I appreciate that a lot. I've started a new business, and I'm really nervous. Before I go talk to strangers, I really need a chance to practice on somebody friendly. Can I practice on you? They say, yeah. You say, great. If I gave you a CD that laid out the information, would you listen to it? It's only about 15 minutes long. They say, yeah. When do you think you'd have time to listen to it for sure? They say, well, probably Thursday. Great. If I call you Friday morning, you'll listen to it for sure, right? Yeah. What's the best time for me to call Friday? Great. Got to run. Thanks. So this next one is if you're talking to a highly successful person, this is a very indirect approach. You know, I know you've got a million things going on, and I'm busy too, but I'm glad I caught you. You've been very, very successful, and I've always respected the way you do business. I've just started something new, and I'm looking for some sharp people. And I know this clearly is not for you, but I just wanted to ask, who do you know that's ambitious and money motivated and might be excited about adding some extra income to their lives? They say, well, you know, I might know some people. You know, I understand you'd want to know more about it before you made recommendations. I've got a CD that explains exactly what I'm doing, and it tells about the kind of people I'm looking for. If I give you one, would you review it? Would you pop it in your CD player and listen to it? It's only 15 minutes long. They say they would. Well, I really appreciate it. When do you think you'll have a chance to listen to it for sure? And they say, well, by Monday. Okay, so if I call you Tuesday morning, you'll have listened to it for sure, right? And they say, yes. Okay, what's the best time for me to call so I'm not interrupting you? They give you a time. Okay, great. I'll talk to you Tuesday. So finally, we're going to end up with one on a cold market, somebody that you've met who's done a good job for you. But, you know, maybe they've done a little service work for you or something. And this is a direct approach. You know, now isn't the time to get into this, and I've got to go, but you're really sharp, and our company's looking for some sharp people. Are you planning to do what you're doing right now for the rest of your career? If the prospect says no, you might say, I've got something that might interest you, and I don't have time to talk about it right now, but I've got a CD player, that explains it all in pretty much detail, and it's only 15 minutes long. If I gave it to you, would you pop it in the CD player in your car and listen to it? The person says yes. You say, when do you think you'll have a chance to listen to it for sure? They say, by Monday. Great. I'll call you on Tuesday, and you'll have listened to it for sure, right? They say yes. Okay, what's the best number and the time for me to call? They give you the information. Okay, great. I'll call you then. Again, thanks for the great service that you gave. So nobody would want to use these exact words, but you want to use this as a model and put it in your own words, and it is incredibly powerful, and people respond very well. So we call the person back 2 days later. We ask, did they listen to the CD? They say, yes, we did. The first question should always be, what did you like best about it? And then hush and listen. They say, well, I like that business opportunity. And they start talking about that. You might say, let me just ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think your interest level is about this as an opportunity? And if they say, you know, if they're way down at the bottom, then you don't have anybody probably that's interested. But if they're up 6 to 10, you would say, great, hold on a second. I want to introduce you to Frank Acoin, our regional vice president, or to my regional manager, and that's the time to do an immediate 3-way telephone call. That is the system that made Eric Worre a millionaire, and I promise you, we've started using it. I'm seeing some great results, and this is what we're teaching our folks on Tuesday nights about how to hand these CDs out. So, Frank and Teresa, I'll turn the call back over to you. Thank you very much.
Bill Sullivan, that was an incredible job. And just to let you know, Bill, this call is probably the best attended call we've had in a year. And I think one of the reasons that we said we was going to cover this topic tonight, and you did one of the best jobs. I just told Teresa I was on mute that that's one of the best jobs I've ever heard. And you said you sent over that script?
I emailed the script and the 3 CDs to you just a few minutes ago, so people can download those CDs and either listen to them in their computer, burn them off so they can listen to them in their car. They are absolutely fabulous, and it's almost impossible when you listen to number one, it's almost impossible to stick number two in because you got to listen to number one again. And I got to tell you,
I don't think anybody would want to listen to it, do you, Bill?
You'll see what I'm talking about. This information is great.
Yeah,
and it's so simple
that
even somebody like me can follow it.
Well, you just did a super job, and thank you so much. I would love to get comments from people. I wish there was some way for people to call you and thank you or something, but I don't want to give out your phone number or anything. But can they text? Can they send you something? How can
An
they,
email?
Can they email you something just to say what they got out of this? And
they can email
that.
Wait, but I, you know, my email address is surf, S-U-R-F, Sully, S-U-L-L-Y, at yahoo.com.
Do that again, Bill.
Surf. I'm a surfer. I grew up surfing down in South Carolina. So surf, Sully, S-U-L-L-Y, at yahoo.com.
Yeah, if anybody, you know, feels led to letting Bill know how much you appreciate him doing this and all the work he went to, I'd sure appreciate y'all sending him something. Thanks, Jan, also, for her training tonight. It was dynamic.
And
she did great. Well,
yeah,
you
yeah.
will.
Fantastic
gonna,
training. You put it together distinctly, and I know everybody was taking massive notes, and this is available for replay for the new people, and we have a ton of new people on the call tonight. Just want you to know that you can dial the same number almost with one digit different, and you can hear Bill do the training all over as many times as you want to hear it for the next week until our next call. And the number is 712-432-0990 using the same PIN number, 181016.
And it's really important that, you know, if you want to listen to it again, but the most important thing to leverage this and get the most out of it is to let your team to call that number tonight and listen to it immediately. I mean, just call and say, I'm so excited what I just heard. You need to get on here and listen to this right away. So,
and take notes and put it into practice. And, Bill, we're so excited about the success you're seeing with that system. And this is exactly what everybody wants to know. How do I make that approach?
Well, that seems to be hard for some people. And I know everybody wants to meet you and Jan out in Vegas. And
that's right.
So you guys all out there, you'll have a chance to put a face with the name and all that stuff when you go to Vegas, and Bill and him will be there for sure.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's been a fantastic call.
And Eddie Smith, thank you so much also, right?
For hosting, yes, sir.
And all of you on the phone, too.
Yes. And please get registered for Vegas if you're not. Register for the breakout and the
dinner
if you're not. And then also, please go to the Performance Family site so you can get all excited about the upcoming cruise this summer and get going on that, too. So have a lot in front of us.
And here's two action steps. Tomorrow, do something good for yourself. Go out and help somebody. And you'll make some money. And the second thing is help somebody. So, you know, find out who you want to be a hero to and go talk to them about Legal Shield. It might change their life. This is Frank and Teresa, and we're in sunny Charleston, South Carolina.
That's right. Headed to Florida tomorrow.
We'll be in Florida tomorrow,
we'll
y'all.
We'll be doing the Orlando briefing tomorrow night and the Tampa luncheon Friday. So send your guest and let us know so we can talk to them.
Where can they find out where we're going to be?
Go to LegalShieldCalendar.com and look at the Florida calendar.
There you go. Good night, everybody. This is Frank and Teresa and the Sullivans and Eddie Smith and saying good night to everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.